I can remember very vividly the first time I saw The Shop Around the Corner. It was a million years ago, and I flipped on the TV. A black and white set, if you can believe it, which was fine because it's a black and white movie. The movie began.
Morning, Mr. Purvich.
Good morning.
It was the most elegant, beautifully orchestrated opening I think I'd ever seen up to that point. Just perfect.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Want to hear a joke?
No.
The employees and manager of a shop gathering in front of the store before it opens. I couldn't believe it. I'd never heard of Ernst Lubitsch, and I barely knew who Margaret Sullivan was, though James Stewart was very familiar.
Happy, you go over to the drugstore and get me a bicarbonate of soda.
Later, I discovered that Shop Around the Corner was much admired, and that it was made into a musical and remade several times, most recently with Tom Hanks in the James Stewart role. But I digress. The point is that this film was my discovery, imprinted forever on my unsuspecting blank mind. A happy accident. I love it to this day. I can't help thinking things might have been different if I'd read all about it first, rather than discovering it on my own. Just as I still crave chance encounters with music on the radio rather than a playlist on the iPod. New York, of course, is a city we all love because the unexpected is still possible. Even after a lifetime of living here, there are still alleys we've never noticed, streets we don't quite know how to find.
This project is certain to be the kind of exciting event to draw.
All of this came to mind attending the opening of Sleepwalkers, Doug Aitken's conceptual film work, now appearing every night for free on the exterior walls of the Museum of Modern Art Sculpture Garden.
It is now my great pleasure to present Doug Aitken, Sleepwalkers. Enjoy.
Aitken is a visual artist who also writes, putting forth ideas relentlessly. He's done a huge book of conversations with other artists, and he's written often about his own thoughts. One of the things he thinks about is this question of the accidental encounter with art, which he mentioned while busily testing and preparing the work last weekend for its premiere this past Tuesday night.
I'm incredibly, interested in someone that's just driving by in a cab and pulls over, because they don't know what this is, or maybe it's someone who's just walking their dog and they kind of pause for a second because they see something of their own experience on this building, which is moving and changing.
There were people stopped in their tracks on this particular night, opening night. Those who hadn't heard anything at all about this large-scale silent film with interlocking stories of people going through their days.
I'm going to come back and spend more time. I'm in a hurry now, but it looks very interesting.
Huge screens with sharp images covering the high walls of the building.
Captivating. I had to stop to look, and then the more I looked, the more complex and interesting it became.
And there were the usual mavens, always eager to see the hottest thing, and the ones in between, just genuinely interested. What chance do we have to discover things these days, to stumble over them? It gets harder.
Well, I think it's the accidental discoveries that stay with you the most because they're the most intimate. They're the most personal.
Geraldine Dodds, a distinguished professor at the City College Architecture School. She teaches architectural history to young architects.
And I find myself sort of vehemently, passionately making them look at things they don't think they need to look at. I completely wig out over it if they tell me they don't have time to see a Roman statue or a Japanese garden. Then I realize it's out of a kind of panic that this kind of discovery is lost.
So in that case, she's somebody who's trying to make accidents happen, which is in itself a contradiction. It's a little like the way I felt when the Daily New York Times split itself up into all those discrete sections. Years ago, there was Section 1 and Section 2. So you might pass by a sports story on the way to a music story or a hard news story on the way to a soft feature. They were all there together. You just opened the paper and turned the pages to read straight through, happening on whatever story followed another. Critic and author John Rockwell says he's rarely able to discover anything he hasn't seen described in an ad or a press release. But there was a time.
I'm thinking, for example, the first time I heard the music of Richard Strauss was in a listening booth. They used to have listening booths in stores that sold LPs, and I was listening to Strauss's Death and Transfiguration. This is when I was in my early mid-teens, and I had no clue as to how this music worked. I mean, it was just like a soup in my, to my brain. You know, I couldn't figure out any structure to it. I couldn't, you know, there was sort of its evolving, overlapping motifs in the post-Wagnerian manner, I now know, but I didn't know that then. The sheer mystery of it just fascinated me. I couldn't get a bearing, and so I really liked it.
The fact is, Aitken Sleepwalkers, now outdoors at the Modern, is a little more like a museum exhibit than the publicists would have you think. It's not that easy to stumble over. It has high walls around it and a door you have to go through to really look at it. It is in a semi-enclosed space. But from certain windows, certain stoops of buildings across the street, and some distant vantage points around 53rd and 54th Streets, it is striking. I just wish I hadn't heard so much about it beforehand. There are some things you want to shout about from those old cliché-ridden rooftops. Art you want to point to and explain and expand on so that nobody will make the mistake of missing it. But there are other things better left unspoken about, either because the art doesn't bear much scrutiny or because the whole point of the thing is to surprise you. In other words, sorry I mentioned it. In fact, forget everything you've just heard about Sleepwalkers, Richard Strauss, and Ernst Lubitsch. And just sleepwalk into it one night and see what happens. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.